Hello everyone, welcome back to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Welcome to the show.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Let's learn something new today. Today's topic is environment.
Today's title is Dangerous Fruit and Meat. Dangerous Fruit and Meat. Dangerous fruit? How is fruit dangerous, Peter? Fruit can't hurt you, can it?
I don't know. Oh, I know. Pineapple is dangerous. It's all pokey and hurts. Or a coconut could fall on your head.
I guess that might happen, but I don't think that is what today's show is about. Let's just read about it and find out what this is about. Friends, try reading out loud with Peter.
Nathan Nature is on Rob's show. They are talking about the environment. The environment is important, but people are careless. They bring plants and animals to different countries. They don't realize that is bad. The new plants and animals can hurt the environment. They do not belong there.
Oh, I forgot that our topic today is environment. We must be learning about how fruit and meat can hurt the environment.
That makes sense. Are you interested in today's topic, Pauline?
The topic of environment? Sure. It's a really big topic. It basically studies the whole world. But usually I think of learning about plants and animals, and I'm very interested in that.
Well, you'll be interested in today's topic. Well, first, let's look at those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天来上节目的来宾是 Nathan, 讨论的是环境的议题。They are talking about the environment. 环境是 environment. 我们所处的环境当然是很重要咯。The environment is very important. 形容词 important 就是重要的。但是大家总是很轻忽不在意它。形容词 careless 就是轻忽不在意的。People are careless. 很多人把动物或是植物带到另外一个国家去，离开了他们的原生地。植物就是 plant. People bring plants and animals to different countries. 他们没有意识到这是不好的。动词 realize 就是了解、领悟到。They don't realize that is bad.那些动物或植物被移到不合适的地方会影响生态的发展。They don't belong there. 动词 belong 表示应被放置在某处。
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about something very important. Please help me welcome my guest, Nate Nature. Hello, Nate Nature. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about the environment.
Okay. The environment is important, but some people hurt the environment.
Really? How do they hurt it?
They bring animals or plants from one place to another.
What's wrong with that?
I always love it when we get to see Rob's show. He does a great job interviewing guests.
I agree. He always picks very good, interesting guests to interview. Why hasn't he invited me on the show ever? Anyway, this is a perfect person to interview about the environment.
Yes, even his name makes me think about the environment, Nate Nature.
What a coincidence. Well, because he studies the environment, he studies nature. So they study how one thing in nature affects other things in nature. This is the environment.
Exactly. Nate Nature cares a lot about this topic.He says the environment is important.
Well, I think the environment is important too. I also think learning our grammar point is important. So let's check it out with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you watching our program. Well, right now, you get to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that something is important, you can use this grammar point. For example, clean water is important. Or good health is important. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That was a great grammar point. So what else do you think is important?
Let's see. Family is important. Faith is important. And I agree with Nature. The environment is important, too.
I agree. But Nate tells us something sad. He says some people hurt the environment. They hurt the natural world around us.
How do they do that?
Well, they hurt the environment by bringing animals or plants from a different place to another place.
From one place to another. What does that mean, Peter?
Oh, I can't tell you, Pauline.
What? You can't? Why not?
Because Christina wants to talk about it. Friends, here's Christina.
今天的来宾说有人把动物或植物带离开他们原生的地方，这样子是会伤害生态环境的。They bring animals or plants from one place to another.去尾的 from one place to another 其实就是 from one place to another place 的意思，只是 place 不必重复，只要说 to another 就可以了。当我们要描述东西移动迁移，但是不必要说出正确的迁移变动的位置时，就可以用 from one place to another 来描述这样子的行动。你可以说 It's a lot of workTo move from one place to another, 表示搬家很费功夫。如果你说 It takes at least 20 minutes to drive from one place to another, 表示不管到什么地方都至少需要开车20分钟才能到。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, so humans travel from one place to another. For example, this year,I traveled from Taiwan to the United States.
Good example. And of course, we all love to travel, but it can be bad for the environment if we bring plants and animals when we travel.
But why is that bad? What's wrong with bringing plants and animals to other places?
Well, that's a good question, Pauline. I also think that's today's
calendar phrase!
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
这样有什么不对？
Oh no! There's a fly in my soup.
What's wrong with that?
Oh no! There's an ant on my bread.
What's wrong with that?
Oh no!There's a worm in my salad.
What's wrong with that?
Nobody wants to eat bugs.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
这样有什么不对？
Okay, well, friends, why do you think it might be bad to bring...plants and animals with you to other places. During the break, you can talk about it with a friend. And then we'll be back to learn more about this interesting topic. Don't go away!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. I hope you practiced some English during the break.
Well, we're glad you joined us today because we are learning an interesting topic about the environment. You know, nowadays, everyone gets to travel all around the world.
That's right. So this is a very important topic to learn about. We all love to travel, but we don't want to hurt the places we travel to.
That's right. So let's get back to Rob's show. We can watch it together.
Well, new plants or animals can hurt the environment. They don't belong there.
So they can hurt the native plants and animals?
Right.
Do people realize that is bad?
Sometimes, but people are often careless.
What can we do?
Be careful. Don't travel with plants, animals, or food.
So we finally get started on learning why it's bad to bring plants and animals to another place.
Right. Nate explains that people are bringing plants and animals to places they don't belong. It isn't their natural home.
Exactly. Nate uses the word native. Native plants and animals are plants that normally live in this area.
Exactly. For example, panda bears are native to China. You might see a panda bear at a zoo in the United States, but pandas are not native to America. They don't belong there.
Foreign plants and animals can hurt native plants and animals.
For example, let's say you have a couple pet fish that aren't from your area. One day you decide you want to let them go free, so you put them in the lake.
Well, that sounds like a nice thing to do for your fish.
It sounds nice, but think about the other fish in the lake. What if your pet fish have lots of baby fish and they start eating all of the food in the lake? What happens to the fish that lived in the lake before?
Ah, I see what you mean. Do people realize that they're doing this and it's bad to bring other plants and animals to other places?
Well, some people don't know. They need to learn more about how we affect the environment. But other people do know, and they are just careless.
Careless? You mean people don't care if other plants and animals are hurt?
Maybe. Or careless could mean that people aren't careful. They don't want to hurt the environment, but they aren't thinking about it or being careful enough.
That's too bad. But I care. So can I be more careful?
That's a great question, and there's an easy answer. Don't travel with plants, animals, or food.
That's a good answer. Let's learn more about that with Christina.
Nate 最后提醒大家, don't travel with plants, animals, or food. 有的人看到 travel with 就会理解成跟什么一起旅行。 其实 travel with something 可以表达携带某样东西旅行的意思。比如说，有人旅行的时候一定要带着自己的枕头。 I always travel with my own pillow. 另外, don't travel with too much cash. 旅行时不要带太多的现金。所以 travel with something 可以表达携带某样东西旅行。
Thanks, Christina. So we learned a good English phrase and a good travel tip. Be careful and don't travel with plants, animals, or food.
Of course, in general, you should be careful when you travel.
That's true. It is important to be careful, both at home and when you travel.
And now it's time for us to look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Environment. Environment. Birds like this environment.
Important. Important. This is an important test.
Careless. Careless. Don't be careless.
Plant. Plant. These plants are very big and green.
Realize. Realize. John forgets things. He realizes that.
Belong. Belong. Does this book belong to you? All right, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's go over our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about something very important. Please help me welcome my guest, Nate Nature. Hello, Nate Nature. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about the environment.
Okay. The environment is important, but some people hurt the environment.
Really? How do they hurt it?
They bring animals or plants from one place to another.
What's wrong with that?
Well, new plants or animals can hurt the environment. They don't belong there.
So they can hurt the native plants and animals?
Right.
Do people realize that is bad?
Sometimes, but people are often careless.
What can we do?
Be careful. Don't travel with plants, animals, or food.
Whoa, Peter, why are we looking at a picture of a big snake?
What are you talking? Whoa! Pauline!
Are people bringing snakes with them to other countries? I don't want to be on a plane with snakes.
No, Pauline. Most people know to not bring wild animals into their country, but people might buy an exotic pet at a pet store.
Oh, right. An exotic pet is a pet animal that isn't from your area of the world. It might sound fun to have a pet from another country, but buying an exotic pet can also create problems.
Right. One problem is that these animals may not be good pets. They might be dangerous or difficult to take care of.
And if you decide you don't want the pet, then there is another problem.
Right. So this picture is an example of what can go wrong. This is a Burmese python. It's a large snake from Asia. But this picture was taken in Florida.
Wait, Florida? Florida isn't in Asia. Oh, someone bought that snake as a pet and then let it go. That's
yes,
not good.
All the way around the world. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Look, James, I have a plant.
Oh, what kind of plant?
It's a baby banana tree.
Where did you get it?
My friend brought it from the jungle.
Wait, from a different country?
Yeah.
Your friend was very careless.
No, he was very careful. The plant looks just fine.
But taking plants to different countries is bad.
Ooh, I didn't realize that.
Plants that don't belong here can hurt the environment.
Well, this plant won't hurt the environment.
How do you know?
It's not a real plant. It's fake. It's plastic.
Then it's okay.
Yeah, it's cute.
Okay, friends, it's Monday, so it is time to answer some questions together. Here's your first question. How do some people hurt the environment? How do some people hurt the environment?
The answer is in conversation A. They bring animals or plants from one place to another. Here's question number two. Are you careless? When? Are you careless? When? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Am I careless? When? Well, yes, sometimes I am careless. I'm careless with my things. I get home and then I just put my keys down, but I don't pay attention to where I put them. And then the next morning, when I need to find them again, I can't remember where they are. I think I need to be more careful with my things.
Am I careless? Yes, sometimes I'm careless. When I leave things around the house that I should put away, maybe I should clean my cup, make sure I do my own dishes. Or sometimes I'm even careless with my keys. Sometimes I forget where I put them. Did I put it in this bag or in my jacket? Oh, I need a better memory. So, yes, sometimes I'm careless.
Am I careless? Who, me? Well, yes, but only sometimes. In the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. Those are the times I'm careless. Sometimes I lose things, and sometimes I drop things, and sometimes I'm playing and I fall down. I'm careless sometimes. What about you? Are you ever careless? Yeah.
Am I careless? When? Well, sometimes I am careless. I am careless when I am busy. It's easy for me to forget about something when I am thinking about a lot of things. Sometimes I am careless and I forget my umbrella. I will leave it somewhere and I can't find it later when I need it.
All right, friends. Thanks for joining us today. We always enjoy hearing your answers to questions. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for some more interesting conversations right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.